One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hi there. I nearly burped then.
And we're going to keep that in, okay?
We're sitting in the principal's office and he's, you know, chatting away and she's sitting next to me. And I look over and the most almighty giant nit crawls out from her one of the pigtails. And it's like, you know, it's like this
commando
nit just stomping across the hairline. Oh my God, he's the worst cook ever. He said, I'm going to make nachos. And I said, do you know how? And he said, it can't be that hard. And so he got corn chips and he put raw mince on top of them and whacked it in the oven and then served it to the kids. No cheese.
No sauce.
So all the chips were soggy.
Did they eat it?
No.
Hi there and welcome to The Flawsome Mum. This is our second ever podcast after the success of the first one. Thousands and thousands of people pleaded with us to come back to do episode
millions.
Two. Millions. If you don't know what The Flawsome Mum is, we are a Facebook page with more than 100,000 followers, which was created because we were sick of seeing perfect parents with perfect children on their perfect social media. We know we're flawed, but we also think we're awesome. And we had no idea how popular it was going to be, but it's just taken off. I am Frances Sheen, and this is Amy Sinclair. Between
Hello.
Us, we have 5 children of a range of ages and a lot of stories that we're not always proud to tell. But this is the point of the podcast, that we are going to tell them because we're among friends. So, Amy, you're up.
I'm up, and this one is just only happened a few weeks ago, and it was an absolute corker. My husband was away in Bali. Tough life, you know.
By the way, that's the intro to the story.
Yeah.
As if in some way his trip to Bali.
I'd be interested in doing a podcast about husbands at some point too.
Living the dream.
Living the dream while I'm not. Anyway, I digress. He was in Bali, so I was home alone with the kids, and the morning rush to get the kids out the door is always, and working. It's just always hell. But I'm not going to lie, you know, every day, my son's in year one, and Gus, and every day they have to do home readers and you have to sign off in the book that he's read the book and that, you know, you date it and sign it and send it back every morning. And, you know, every day the lovely, lovely, lovely mums who do the home readers and collate them and everything, 9 times out of 10, I'm late to school and so I actually miss them and so I don't get to hand in the book. Or when I do, it's kind of like running after them. Here, I've got the book. I've got that. And I give it to them. Anyway, so I was in a massive rush. I was packing his school lunch and I saw that the home reader was there and I was like, oh, we forgot to read the book again. And
who hasn't forgotten to read
the home reader? Who hasn't? And it had been a good – I'm not going to lie. It had been a good week since I'd handed his book in because I kept on either missing them or I hadn't done it. I'd been very – look, I hadn't been good with the home readers. Anyway, I thought, you know what, stuff it. I'm just going to sign it and date it and give it back in.
If that's
you know?
A crime, then hundreds and thousands and millions of mums are guilty.
You know, is Gus going to be scarred for life that he didn't read Birds Go for a Walk, Volume 2?
What a great title for a book.
I mean, it's gripping reading, and that's the other thing with the home readers, you know. Birds lay nest, bird goes for a walk. Anyway, so I get to the school, I run in, I give it to them, all good. I'm feeling very proud of myself that I got it in. The next day, I go back and I'm unpacking his bag and one of the mums who does the home readers came up to me. She goes, oh, Amy, can I just ask you a question? And I said, yeah. And she said, did Gus read that book yesterday, the one that you signed off?
At this point, did you think I'm going to confess or did you think I'm going to style this out? Was there a wobble?
There was never a wobble because I just knew from the outset that I was going to style this out. I was go hard or go home. So I said, of course he read the book. Of course he did. And she said,
did you get like How dare you?
How dare you? As if, what sort of a mother signs off a book without actually having read it? I mean, home readers are really important to their education.
I think we both know this, Margaret, don't we?
Yeah. So I'm styling this out. And I said, of course you did. Why? What's going on? And she said, well, it's just that we actually made a bit of a mistake yesterday. And, you know, at the moment they're on level 9 home readers and that was a level 22 home reader, which is, you know, more
your
for...
Your son's a walking genius.
More for year 6 kids, not for year 1. And I said, now that you mention it, it actually did seem a little advanced. Yeah, she said, but he read it because you signed it off. He didn't have any problems. I said, no.
She knew what you were up to.
Absolutely knew it. Yeah. Knew it. And I was like just – I was styling it out like no one's business. And I said, you know, I think he might be quite gifted with reading now that I think about it.
I think
it.
You should put him into your gifted and talented program.
And she said, that's amazing because, yeah, it had some really big words in it. And I said, you know, he's just very phonetically gifted. He's very good at sounding out words and, yeah.
And now
anyway, Margaret, I'm going to move along now. I've got to get to work. But thanks for all your hard work. Bye.
He's now reading,
you know, the works of War and Peace.
Law and Order then. It's not Law and Order.
It's War and Peace, but it's a great show.
And so what's he on now? What level's he on now?
You know, I don't know.
And why would you need to
but
know?
But he's really happy. I do know that. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what level he's at, but, yeah, I haven't been in such a rush to kind of get to the home reader
ladies.
Have you
done home readers since?
Of course, why not? They're really important, Fran. You know, I don't just sign it off every morning and send it in. I make sure he reads it, and doesn't just read it. That we sit down and discuss the story afterwards. And
it's a bit like my daughters have a readathon every year to raise money for the library, and we don't write down every book they read, obviously. So on the last day before you have to hand your readathon money in. We just write any old book down.
Different pens.
Bit of a scrunch it up, yeah, bit of a smudge, yeah. And then whatever Bob's. I've got in my wallet, that's what you get.
Yeah. That's
the Australian way, right?
It's the Australian way. It's the homework way, you know?
And talking of schools.
Oh. So Queenie as I said, Amy versus Nits is the entire chapter of my life. I don't know. My daughter's got quite long hair. And
dark hair because she's Greek.
Yes.
That's dark hair, but.
I'm going to throw in some. I don't know a lot of Greek. My husband's Greek. and we're going to. Tikanis. There you go. It's a Greek word. I think that scene means how are you? And you say galah. That
are
means
you looking at me as if I know the Greek is.
And
how
next
I,
week's
I'm
episode.
From Essex.
In it. Anyway, so for like I reckon about 6 years, I tackled Nits every goddamn week trying to get them out of her hair. I know you can't.
And about them.
And I can see you just crawling right now.
I'm very uncomfortable right now. Listening. I'm very uncomfortable right now.
And in fact, you know, Fran and I talk about literally everything, but I've never told her this story because I know that it will make her crawl into a corner and die.
Great.
So let's go for it. So I battled Nits for a really long time. But, you know, the thing with Nits is when you think, and it's always because of the daycare and the schools, like as soon as they're in there, they come back.
I'm itching.
I know you. I'm so sorry to do this to you, honestly, but it is a great story. So when we moved to a new school, when she started into a new school, she had to go for an interview with the principal with the school. And, you know, I really thought that this was a time where, you know, everyone who's battled Nits, you have like those 2 months where you think that they're gone. I've finally beaten it. You know, I think that I've actually probably contributed about $184,000 to the knit industry over my lifetime. But you think that you've got it, you think that they're gone and you're all okay. And so she wanted her to look really pretty for this interview. So, you know, I did her hair in like 2 high ponies and I put hairspray in so it looked really pretty and we had bows and it was all really great. Mum of the year.
Hashtag.
You know, I'm good with hair. I'll give myself that. Not with homework, good with hair. So we're sitting in the principal's office and he's, you know, chatting away and she's sitting next to me. And I look over and the most almighty giant knit crawls out from her one of the pigtails. And it's like, you know, it's like this
commando
knit just stomping across a hairline, making its way to a forehead. And I'm like, oh, sweet mother, look at that. And it just starts walking across her forehead. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And so I all of a sudden start, like, you know, stroking her head like I'm so much an affectionate mother who can't keep my hands off my daughter. And she kind of pulls a chair away from me because she thinks I'm being a bit of a creep. And so I come a bit closer and this thing, I can't get it because it's on the other side of her head. So all of a sudden I just grab her head and I start hugging her and I'm trying to kind of sweep the knit across her. And this in principle just must think I'm this complete idiot, right? Manhandling my daughter.
You missed the knit that you're
the cockroach knit that emerged. And I see that it's swept away and I put it back and we keep chatting and then all of a sudden I look across and then about three more kind of, and it must be all the hairspray that I put in her hair, like it's killing
them. Hairspray got rid of knits.
That's what I think that they were like choking. It was like, you know, like I'd gassed it to death or something, and they were making their way out of her hair.
Freedom!
to get away. And like two, three more started, and I literally was just like, I'm not going to
so
be
so uncomfortable right now.
I know, it was awful. And so I literally just was like, well, I think we have everything we have now, don't we? We love the school. We'd love to start. Do you have any more questions? Okay, bye. And she was just like, what the hell were you doing in there? And I'm like, oh.
Did you tell her?
I did tell her and she was...
But she's probably down with knits.
Honestly, that child has sat there and had me look through her head for knits more times than she's gone to the toilet. It's just... It's true.
Great.
It's a beautiful, heartwarming story. It happened as well once, you know, dance concerts. I know your daughters are
One of them is, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the crazy dance concert. And they, you know, it's like they're going to Miss Universe when you get them ready.
Oh, my God.
The rules and what they have to do and their hair and everything. And she had one, it was another thing, and her hair was so, you know, pulled back and into this high bun. Same thing happened. Out marched this giant knit, but it was outside. But I was like, imagine if that happened in front of.
Can you just give a disclaimer now saying Queenie is now knit free?
Queenie is now 12. And I have to say, since we moved to the new school, we haven't had any knits
That's
whatsoever.
Because the principal saw you and then fumigated
the entire school
as soon as you left.
I can't believe they let us back in.
I can't believe they even offered you a place.
Me either. Like, yeah.
I'm sure that if you're a principal of a school, you've seen your fair share of knits.
Share fair of knits.
That would stop me being a teacher, the thought that I could get knits. I've never had knits. Never once in my life had knits.
I once did. It was awful. It was awful. Because I'm not putting that tea tree crap in my hair. It smells for so long. So I'm putting the conditioning treatments in and I was
combing. Well, you've had knits as an adult?
One knit obviously must have jumped in, but...
Never again am I ever going to look at a knit in the same way. I know that you like to put a lot of time and effort into your kids' dinners.
Nutrition is a really, really big, important thing for me.
I know that from 2 p.m. you're on preparation for the 5:30 dinner.
And it goes right back in the early week, Fran, on Sunday when I'm planning the whole meals.
Meal prep.
When I'm planning out what we're going to cook every night. And lunchboxes too. That's a big thing for me.
Amazing. Give me...
Googling constantly ideas.
Give me one of your favourite ever kids' dinners.
And by favourite you mean laziest ever that I've whipped
laziest
out of my
and
bum.
Yet most successful.
Well, I have to say one of the big ones was sausages and watermelon.
On the same plate at the same time.
On the same plate, same time. Now watermelon's become quite, you know, quite fancy, you know, with a bit of lumi and mint, but I don't think that the MasterChef people.
And yet the kids would have eaten it.
You know, it's just a couple of $2, the thin $2 sausages from Coles. And I had them in the fridge and I had nothing else in there except for a thing of watermelon.
What about the time your husband gave them raw meat?
Oh, my God, he's the worst cook ever. And he said, I'm going to make nachos. And I said, do you know how? And he said, it can't be that hard. And so he got corn chips and he put raw mince on top of them and whacked it in the oven. and then served it to the kids. No cheese.
No sauce.
No sauce. No nothing. And you know mince, when it cooks, it goes all watery and broily and gross. So all the chips were soggy.
Did they eat it?
No. They did not. No. And it stunk. It was the grossest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But yeah, watermelon and sausages, only two things I had in the fridge. Massive hit. They loved it. Couldn't recommend it more. Other big favourite was, look, I'm not going to say it's the most nutritious meal in the world, but it was certainly very popular. Pile of Doritos, cheesy Doritos, and some two-minute noodles.
Again, you got carbs, the crunch, you got the soft.
The soft. I think I may have got a bit of an apple in there as well. Like,
yeah.
I don't think.
I think presentation's 99% of it. When I tend to cook ravioli, I like to stick a carrot in the middle of it and say that this is what they're eating on MasterChef or MKR right now.
I think I actually saw that in the finale.
Yeah.
Do you peel your carrot or not? Extra roughage is good.
Depending on whether I can find the peeler or not. If not, it's extra roughage
extra
Tuesday.
Extra roughage, guys. It's really good for you, okay?
Yeah.
My
kids think two-minute noodles is the height of fine dining, though. They would be delighted if I offered them two-minute noodles.
Well, funnily enough, once I said to my daughter, what do you want for dinner? You know, your choice. You, as long as it's within the pantry, your choice, what do you want? She goes, do you remember that time that you made us Doritos and two-minute noodles and cucumber? And I was like, sure, yeah. I mean, I don't think I would do that because that doesn't sound like a really well-rounded meal. Like, you know, is there protein? Is there calcium? And she was like, can we have that again? I was like, yeah, girl, let's get in there.
Absolutely, you can.
Absolutely.
So you're going to be releasing the Flawsome Mum cookbook.
Cookbook's coming out soon. We're just working on,
Five ways with a raw carrot.
With a raw carrot, you know. It's
carrot and jelly.
There's also going to be – no. And after we do that, I think the next Flawsome Mum cook will be, you know, meals for busy mums, you know, wine, chocolate.
Block of chocolate.
Block of chocolate, Tim Tams.
Mm.
There's Delicious. Chapter one.
The only chapter
the
that
only
will be
chapter
in it.
That
one
book.
And only
How
chapter.
Many times has that been your dinner this week?
It's bear in mind it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Once.
Monday.
Monday.
Let's go for the clean sweep this week. Yeah? We can do it. I know we can.
All right. So these stories have all so far been about when kids were little. But Amy has an 18-year-old son.
Max.
Max, who is a good all-rounder. He's a good boy, isn't he?
Max literally is the best person I know. He is really, really good at, yeah, he's a big study. He takes after his mother. He's very studious.
He did his home reading.
He's literally more of an adult than I am.
It's true. It's Absolutely Fabulous.
It really is.
He's
Saffy. He is such a good boy and he's such a lovely boy. Does a lot of fundraising, community work. A couple of years ago, last year before, he wanted to do the Kokoda Challenge, which is where they walk 96 kilometres in one hit and raise money.
If they are walking the Kokoda Trail.
But yeah, but you know, funny.
But they were 16.
They were 16 and 17.
And the Kokoda Trail is a life-changing, really tough thing to do.
Yeah.
People, you know. Have been broken during the Kokoda Trail.
And of course you know where the real Kokoda Trail is, don't you, Fran?
Yes. Where is it, Amy?
I'm just making sure you know. Anyway, let's not go into history lessons, eh? I don't know either.
In Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea, of course it is.
Of course it is.
Thank you.
Yes.
Dennis.
PNG.
Old PNG. We've been there many a time. Anyway.
So Max does the Kokoda Trail for charity.
For charity, and he's such a good boy. And he was going off and doing all this training sessions every weekend, overnight camping. And it gets to kind of close. And I said to him, Maxie, do we need to organise like a plane ticket? Or some accommodation. Or some, you know. No, and I said, oh, Audi's got a – now, this is how it started. I said, Audi's got a you know, their regular out, you know, camping sale on. Do we need to get you a sleeping bag or some outerwear to take to the Kokoda thing? And he was like, no, you walk for 96K straight. You don't stop. And I was like, oh, of course you do. Of course. And then a few days later, I said, do we have to organise you a plane ticket or anything
Then didn't you say, but... And you're gonna have to stay somewhere.
You're gonna have to stay somewhere where you're over there. And he was like, no. We go, we do it, and then we just come home. And I'm like, well, that's a bit brutal, isn't it? Like, they can't put you up for the night. And he was like, no. This is what they did. You know, this is how they do it. And I was like, all right. Then a few days later, I said to him, Maxie, do we need to organise a plane ticket for you to go over the Kokoda Trail? And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, how are you going to get there? And he was like, we drive. And I said, what, you drive to Papua New Guinea? Yeah. Of course we knew that. And he was like, what are you talking about? We're doing the Kokoda Trail. I live on the Gold Coast and they do the Kokoda Trail up in the hills of Narang. And he's like, what are you talking about? We're not going to the Kokoda Trail. We're doing
a simulation of it
in Narang. And I was like... So for literally 3 months, I thought that Max was going off
to a foreign country.
Foreign country with his mates to walk for 96 kilometres straight.
And hadn't thought how he was going to get there, where he was going to stay or who he was going with.
Does he have a passport? Is he staying with... you know, is it a bit weird that he's going to a foreign country with four other blokes?
Not at all.
I was like, look at my good boy doing this charity work in a foreign country.
But he said it's not a foreign country, it's Narang.
The hills of the...
I've never been to Narang. The only thing I know about Narang is that you can do the Kokoda Trail.
You can do the Kokoda Trail there. So, yeah.
Go Maxie.
Best boy.
Now, if you have any hideous / amazing kids' dinners that you would like to share with us, go to our Facebook page, which is The Floorsome Mum on Facebook.
Strangely enough, it's on Facebook. Did we get that? Guys, it's on Facebook.
One more time, where would you find that?
I think it's on Facebook.
Mm. And if you would like to subscribe to our podcast, you can go to iTunes and subscribe or find us on...
Omni, O-M-N-Y.
We believe. We don't know. We would love to hear any and all of your stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back with episode 3 when we can pull ourselves together.
We can fight off the fans desperate to hear more from us.
We'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.